Good morning, listeners. My name is Fred Schwartz, and people call me the tax-free man, specializing in the tax-free retirement income plan. In the next 30 minutes, I'm going to answer some of the questions you posed onto the website that I've asked you to do. And I'm going to answer those questions regarding taxes and savings. Let's see how we can save you some money, which is the goal and mission of mine, to save you money on taxes, to put a plan in place that's beneficial for you and your family. And so what we're trying to accomplish here is avoiding the retirement tax trap. And so many people don't realize that they're on the path right into the trap set forth by the government with little tools like an IRA, a 401k, a pension plan. Any qualified retirement plan is a pension trap, a retirement tax trap that's going to be taxed, and we're going to talk about it, at a higher tax rate. And so today we have a lot of material to discuss, and I want to talk about the essence of the plan, which I've been talking about over the last five or six shows, talking about the financial plan that you need to have and the tools that go into the financial plan. The tools are based on what is important to you and your family. So we've done all the research. We've done all the homework. We put the plan in place. We've struggled. We've spent a lot of time. We finally have our financial house in order. We had a lot of meetings, a lot of comprehension, understanding of what these tools do. But at the end of the day, you feel comfortable that the plan that we put in place illustrates income, illustrates our hedge against risk in the market, illustrates protection in the event of some illness or catastrophe or peril. And so now what I want to talk about is that you allocated improperly and you're too heavy in your stock or your mutual fund portfolio. And now it's retirement and you're looking at, wow, I finally made it. I'm going to be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I've put all this money, I've sacrificed, I've saved. I understand the plan. I put the plan in. I have a plan. I listen to the tax-free man. And we put this plan in. Now, this is not my client yet, but they will be soon. And so I started to analyze what they were doing in their plan, and I talked about something that's extremely important. It's called sequence of returns. Sequence of returns. And in all of the reading that I do, in understanding the complexities of a financial plan, only one article in the last 6 to 8 weeks that I've read, and I scour a lot of magazines and periodicals and information off the computer, only one article talked about this sequence of returns, and I'm going to talk about it. We're going to make the playing field very easy for you to understand. Okay? I use round numbers. It doesn't matter if you have this amount of money. I'm just trying to make it easy. We're going to use $1 million into this example. We're going to take a 6% withdrawal. That means we're going to draw down 6% of the million, which is $60,000. We're going to inflation adjust this at 3% annually because we have to adjust for inflation. And we are going to compare two different scenarios. We're going to compare one vehicle that provides upside protection with no loss, no fee, and then we're going to compare that to the Vanguard Total Return Fund. And here's what happened. In 2001, we put that $1 million in, and we started to take out our $60,000 from both accounts. But all of a sudden, because of sequence of returns, the market turned early on in your retirement. And as we continued to withdraw funds, your total portfolio is reduced. And in 2008, your balance is down to $354,000 in your Vanguard Total Return Fund. But in mine, the Morningstar Moat, and if you don't know what the Morningstar Moat Index is, a moat was put around a castle for protection. This Morningstar Moat Index is run by Warren Buffett. And if we did a true comparison, when I said in 2008, 7 years after retirement, using the Vanguard, your account is down to 354. Man, my account is at 1.5 million. Remember, it doesn't take on any losses. It has no fee. My account will continue down, and in 2018, under your strategy, you're broke. You're out of money and going back to work. 18 years after retirement, you ran out of money in this account. $1 million gone. My account, God, where you're getting a reduction and you went from 60 inflation adjust to 2016 where it's $94,000, I'm getting 94 out of mine too. But the following year in 2017, I'm getting 96,000 and you're getting 36,000. And then in 2018, I'm getting 99,000 and you're getting zero. This is because the sequence of returns early on in retirement had a negative effect on your portfolio. And the point of this whole conversation is if you're not prepared for risk and don't understand negative returns early in retirement, you haven't focused on your income plan and you don't understand predictable income because your peer group talks about the fears. And the biggest fear is running out of money. So let's compare a couple others since you know the parameters now. Again, it's $1 million with a 6% withdrawal rate, adjusted 3% annually. This time we used a Janus index compared to the S&P 500. So we took an index that has no risk, has no fee, and we can get guaranteed predictable income comparative to the S&P. We started pulling out to 60,000 and we go down. Wow. The S&P 500 in a few years, in 2008, his account is worth $332,000, and my account is worth $953,000. I continue that same scenario in 2017 in this S&P 500 that takes on risk, that takes on a fee. Is this what you want to do for your retirement? Don't you want certainty and guarantees? This is a failing plan because you didn't understand sequence of returns and you're out of money. And my account in 2018 using the Janus Index is close to $700,000. And I know that I can continue to milk the cow because I guaranteed my income without a fee, without risk. We'll do one more and we're going to actually, oh yeah, we'll compare the Morningstar Moat again to the S&P 500. We're going to compare Warren Buffett's Moat directly to the S&P 500. The parameters are the same. The $1 million in the account, 6%. Inflation adjust and 3%, I'm sorry, 6% withdrawal rate and 3% inflation adjust. We're going to pull the 60 out. And again, using the S&P, you're broke in 2017. But again, in 2018, you have no money in my account is worth $2.5 million and it's paying $100,000 a year. Guaranteed, inflation adjusted, will continue to work. There's no fee, there's no risk. It comes down to the income planning component. The income planning component is so important. Again, the analogy is it's like your house. It's understanding that you have a foundation, that you have guaranteed predictable income because it was important to you. So look at this article. This says the Department of Labor proposes mandating that retirement plans illustrate estimated monthly income. Not just balances, but what will my monthly income be so I can calculate that along with Social Security and what other forms of income I'm receiving can be calculated into the total
to understand what my income will look like. The U.S. Department of Labor released today an interim rule that will require, sorry, I'm tongue-tied today, ERISA-governed retirement plans to annually illustrate participants' savings balances as monthly income at retirement. The new rule requires defined contribution retirement plans provide monthly lifetime income illustrations using prescribed assumptions designed to give savers a realistic illustration of how much monthly retirement income they could expect to purchase with their account balance. The goal is to help workers and retirees understand how savings translates to retirement income. It has a direct correlation. If you save and put money into a vehicle like this, then they know, because they want to share with you that retirement income is important. Now, this is even crazier. While the rule requires plan sponsors to show the impact of annuitization, which is the starting payment of an annuity, on each participant's balance, the Department of Labor said the rule does not require plans to offer an annuity distribution option. So they're contradicting themselves. They're telling you that we want to share income. The best way to get guaranteed monthly income is through an annuity, but we're not going to make an option available to you. Man, if that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is. That did not stop the annuity industry from celebrating the fact that not only does the SECURE Act, and we talked about the SECURE Act, allow plans to offer annuities for the first time, the DOL, the Department of Labor, is now mandating disclosure of monthly annuitization. So on one hand, they're telling you, they're trying to help you and show you what monthly income will be. And at the other, kind of a stupid move, they're not allowing the tool that best solves the problem, the tool that accomplishes what they're saying you should understand and put into play, they're not allowing that. Let's see what this says here. An illustration that translates retirement account balances into monthly income helps consumers to think of retirement savings more like a paycheck than a lump sum. The rule also should encourage workers to save for retirement. The more you save, the more you'll have to spend. The more sacrifice today, the better your retirement will be tomorrow. I always use this analogy. Think about this. We're going to go make sausage, right? And you ram all this meat into this machine and you crank the lever. Well, if you only put a little bit of meat in, you're going to have breakfast sausage. If you put a lot of meat in, you're going to have kielbasa. It's the same thing with retirement. If you only put a little bit of money in, you're going to have a really lousy retirement. But if you put a lot of money in, as much as you possibly can, in savings vehicles like the retirement plan, then you're going to have a better retirement than the person that hasn't saved. I mean, it makes sense when we think about it. Well, let's talk about four tips to help clients keep their retirement on track through uncertainty. Well, we're certainly in uncertain times right now. This COVID-19 has one thing for sure. It's certainly made a mess of people's retirements and their plans. And are they on track? And I've talked about this. Are they on track when they're not working? And the volatility of the market has disrupted what I thought was going to be an upward trend to look at why my retirement balance was going to be at X, but it's really at Y. God, there's some uncertainty. Should I pull back, not have as much risk in my portfolio? Have I put a plan in place, like the tax-free man talks about? Have I really put a plan in place and care about my family and taken the time to understand all the tools that are available to me? And have I created a tax-free bucket? Have I had the ability to create a tax-free bucket that I can utilize for me and my family in the most efficient manner? According to Nationwide Retirement Institute's April survey, 85% of investors with assets of $100,000 or more felt that even if they do all the right things to manage their finances and investments, they can still be blindsided by outside events like this pandemic. The emotional, physical, and financial impact of a wide-reaching event like this pandemic can have long-lasting effects, as decisions made today can impact clients' future plans, particularly relevant to their retirement. Everything that I've been talking about. Being able to retire as planned is one of investors' top concerns during the pandemic. Am I able to retire? Am I forced to retire? And do I have enough money to take me and my family to the finish line? Here are four tips to help your clients stay the course and keep their retirement on track through uncertainty. First tip, focus on the long term. Don't be a short-term player. Understand what your goals and objectives are. Clarify them. Review them. Discuss them with the people that are important in your life. Share with your confidants, your attorney, your accountant, your most trusted advisors, or your board of directors, which is your team, your consumer advocates to stand by you. You're in it for the long haul. We're not in it for the short haul. Adjust your plan accordingly. Don't panic. And make a time to sit and review with the tax-free man. Number two, protect portfolios and retirement income. Well, we have to divest a little bit from risk. We have to protect our portfolio because of the volatility. And as we get closer to retirement, we have to pattern shift away from risk and make sure that the money is going to be there, that we're going to be able to take this sum of money that we've saved and accumulated and now turn it into an income stream and a retirement income stream in the most efficient manner. And the most efficient manner is any chance that we have to turn these accounts into tax-free accounts, because we've gotten a tax deduction for this money that we've saved. We got a tax deduction on a small amount, but we have to pay tax now on a huge amount. So protecting the portfolio from volatility in the market and making sure that we have adequate retirement income as part of our foundation plan. And now we have something concrete to build off of. What else? Understanding empathy by acknowledging clients' concerns. What's important to your client? Listening. As I shared with my kids, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. As my dad said it to me, Freddie, shut up and listen. They'll tell you. They'll tell you exactly what their goals and objectives are, their concerns, what's important to them. But all you got to do is listen. And so trust and empathy are especially important right now. Why wouldn't they be? Understanding what you're going through. And trust, I always felt, is the number one thing, because if you can't trust your advisor who has a lot of information on you, then you have no relationship, and that trust wasn't built. As a result of COVID-19, more than half of investors realized they need help managing their finances. More than half. And their top three financial concerns related to the pandemic are losing their life savings, 41% were concerned about that, being unable to afford health care, 28% were concerned, and affording to retire as planned, 28%. So all of a sudden, our plans are disrupted because of the pandemic. And what are you doing to be proactive in understanding your plan and adjusting your plan and monitoring your plan? Because you haven't called me to have that second opinion. Let me take a pulse on your plan. Let me get a clear understanding of what's important to you. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through this exercise and done this with people, only to find out that their advisor doesn't listen, doesn't care, charges way too much in fees, has no income plan, has no tax plan. You know what your advisor has? He has his plan in your plan, and his plan is about compensation and commission for him. His plan is about fulfilling his manager's goals and objectives, and selling as much product without an understanding of how it will work within your plan. Harness technology. Number four, harness technology to help build the human connection. There's a lot of technology out there to help us and build the gap that may exist between us and our clients. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Fred Schwartz. They call me the tax-free man. Know why? I save people money on their taxes. Big money. I'll show you how to use the code to your advantage. It's your money. Call me now, 669-777-5055. Or go to thetaxfreeman.com. Let the tax-free man give you expert advice. Call now, 669-777-5055. That's 669-777-5055.
The strategies the tax-free man uses really work. We're on track to save over $200,000. It's truly amazing. We've been telling our friends and family all about it.
When we heard the tax-free man could save us a ton of money on our taxes, we thought it was too good to be true, but it was true. One of the best phone calls my husband and I ever made.
Yes, I can save you a ton of money using strategies that the government and other financial advisors won't share with you. Give me a call, 669-777-5055, or go to my website, www.thetaxfreeman.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back. The Tax Free Man here. I wanted to talk about 11 reasons you could go broke in retirement, and I'm just sharing a lot of information today, but trying to be proactive to get you to make some decisions, to get you to move. So the first is, as 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day and count down the minutes to retirement, they're also counting their savings and their fears. They're not alone. According to the latest Transamerica Retirement Survey, the single greatest retirement fear is outliving savings, which was cited by 52% of the people polled. Indeed, 38% of the workers aren't confident they will be able to retire with a comfortable lifestyle. The survey found and own 46 don't believe they're building a large enough retirement nest egg. 11 reasons why you could go broke in retirement. Number one, you abandon stocks. We're not abandoning stocks. We need stocks. But you don't need to be 100% invested in stocks. We need the stocks to hedge inflation. That's our growth piece. There's always a risk component, but we manage risk. And risk isn't a bad word as long as you manage it and understand it. But we need stocks in the portfolio. And this portfolio is diversified, of course. You invest too much in stocks. Could be a problem. You're too heavy in stocks. We have something called the Rule of 100. I don't know if you're familiar with the Rule of 100, but if you're age 70, then 70% of your money should be in fixed, 30%. The remaining differential between your age and age 100, 30% can be in stocks. That's your hedge. That's the Rule of 100. But don't be too heavy in stocks. Understand that the closer we are or we're in retirement, the less risk we should take unless you have that guaranteed income foundation plan. You live too long. I see this all the time. People save for 20 years. They save for 20 years, but they want their money to last for 40 years. And they don't even understand anything about their money, how it works, tax efficiency. They haven't been proactive. They didn't plan. They haven't done anything, but they need this money now to last, and they're panicking. You spend too much. Your burn rate is too high. You're burning way too much money per month because you don't have an understanding that you're spending more than you're earning. Your outflow is exceeding your inflow, and at some point there's a crossover. That crossover is you're on the way down. On the way down or going back to work because you're going to be broke soon. It's a terrible scenario. You're spending too much. Take a step back, adjust your expenses, look where you can save, and you'll be okay. You rely on a single source of income. Terrible, terrible mistake. Now we talk about diversification and getting income from multitude of sources because if one dries up, we have the others to count on. But if you're looking at a single source and that single source dries up, you are in deep, deep trouble. What's your plan? Your plan is that you got to call 669-777-5055 immediately and call me because I'm here to help you. You can't work. You're ill or there's no work or you're too old and they don't want to hire you. You can't work. You can't make any money. That's a problem. You get sick. It happens a lot. You get sick, you're ill, all of a sudden you can't work, you can't make any money. So if you run into any of these scenarios, what are you going to do? You're underinsured. You're underinsured. You made some bad decisions. You didn't understand maybe your Medicare. You didn't understand your health insurance. You didn't understand the long-term care. You didn't want long-term care, but you could have got it through another alternative investment. But now you have a situation where you're ill, you're underinsured, and you're going to exhaust the money that you had for you and your family, and you may die leaving your family destitute. Is that what you want for your wife? No. No. You borrowed from your retirement savings. One of the dumbest things I've ever seen people do, unless it's an emergency. And there are some extenuating circumstances. But when you borrow from your retirement, you're borrowing from yourself, and it has to be paid back. It has to be paid back, and it's expensive. And you have no emergency savings. Another bad move, because we always talk about an emergency fund in the event you're laid off, where you have 3 to 6 months of a retirement. I'm sorry, emergency savings. And bankruptcy, one of the worst. You filed for bankruptcy, and more seniors are filing for bankruptcy because of medical expense or falling income. Folks, I'm here as your consumer advocate, the tax-free man, specializing in the tax-free retirement income plan. I'm here for you any day, anytime. Call me up. Have a great day. The tax-free man is out.